whether it's going to be a worthy enterprise or not. That's kind of the nice thing about art. I'm now talking about my part of this and not Jeff's. I think we have an idea about how that's going to turn out. The other thing is, and I know Lois was only kidding. She said she was expecting to be able to get a one hour a lesson on how to paint.
I wasn't kidding.
You weren't kidding. Well, my reply to that is she's not going to get that any more than she's going to learn how to play the flute when this is all over. And if you think one enterprise is easier than the other, I hope that when it's all over, you'll feel differently about that. They're both very difficult and come from the same sorts of disciplines. As far as your response is concerned, I think it would be neat if you could be doing some things with your hands. Probably neater to be doing some things with your hands than with your mouths. there's a reason for that. First of all, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to try and tape, and we're not going to tape my paintbrush hitting the paper. We're going to tape flute music, and I think that it would be nice if I think it would be nice if the sound came over good. In addition, it's my intention, and we've done this before many years ago, that what we will be doing with music and visual things is conversing back and forth, that we will be influencing one another in our various disciplines. And the conversation, from my point of view, from the concentration of my work point of view, is very important. I would really like to concentrate on what Jeff is saying to me. So if you could do that, it will not bother at all if you want to get up and leave, or get out and leave and come back again. That's no problem, really. It's simply a matter of there being, at least for 1 hour, a kind of visual and oral meditation. I have no concept, I have no sketches as to what's going to happen. Although, having gone through text study a few minutes ago, I think what I will do will be based primarily on text study. Now, for those of you that were not at text study, show up the next time. You never know what's going to happen.
Can we shoot pictures?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't know what you'll get, but go ahead.
Rich?
Yes.
Could you give me a clue as to what went on text study?
Well, I was just getting ready to do that. but until, yeah, some of my clues may be a little abstract. The basic idea of text study were the temptations of Christ in the wilderness, and as juxtaposed with the first temptation of Adam and Eve in the garden, and how those two relate to an introduction to our Lenten concentration in the village. Okay. I was going to say, a one.
Thank you.
I
Thank you.
over?